Hi there, good morning. Welcome to ET Markets Morning, the show about money, business and markets. I'm Nikhil Agarwal. Let's start with the headlines first. Kotak Axis Bank lead race for Citi's India retail business. Nalco Hint Copper strategic sale plan soon. Omicron mild, says doctor who tracked it. Indian economy shows strong signs of recovery, upswing in 19 of 22 economic indicators. Now let me give you a quick glance on the state of the markets. Asian stocks opened higher on Tuesday as investors took heart from strong rebounds on Wall Street on hopes that the new coronavirus variant will prove less virulent than earlier strains. MSCI's index of Asia Pacific shares outside Japan was down by 0.7%. Elsewhere, the yield on 10-year treasuries held at 1.43%. The dollar was supported against safe haven currencies such as the Japanese yen on Tuesday, hanging on to an overnight jump made with US yields as investors hoped early signs the Omicron variant may be mild will be proved correct. Oil prices edged up on Tuesday after a near 5% rebound the day before as concerns about the impact of the Omicron variant on global fuel demand eased while Iran nuclear talks hit roadblocks, delaying the return of Iranian crude supplies. That said, here's what is making news. Balanced Advantage funds that dynamically manage equity allocation based on market valuations are now the largest category by assets among hybrid funds. Data from AMFI showed that assets under management for this category surged to 1.56 lakh crore as of October end from 93,038 crore, adding more than a million new folios over the year. By contrast, aggressive hybrid funds that allocate 65 to 75% to equities saw their assets climb from rupees 1.18 lakh crore to rupees 1.46 lakh crore. Apollo Hospitals or Info Edge India is likely to be included into the Nifty in the next index rebalancing by the NSE. Indian Oil Corporation could be dropped from the benchmark index, the brokerage Edelweiss Research said. NSE will announce its semi-annual index rejig in the second half of February 2022 and the changes will be effective from April 1, 2022. FPI has increased the pace of selling in the Indian secondary equity market in November amid rising concerns over the new coronavirus variant. There were net sellers of equities worth $4.5 billion in the secondary market. It was the highest since March 2020 when they had sold $8.1 billion worth of equities, according to data from NSDL. Lastly, HNIs who borrow and invest in IPOs have preferred smaller issues so far this year, as several large share sales have failed to generate enough returns. Out of the 17 IPOs with over rupees 2000 crore in size so far in 2021, only two, Nykaa and Zomato, have seen sizable bids from HNIs. In contrast, these investors put in the bids in the range of rupees 20,000 crore to rupees 77,000 crore for 20 IPOs below the size of rupees 2,000 crore. Now before I go, here is a look at some of the stocks buzzing this morning. The disinvestment department is expected to soon seek cabinet clearance for the strategic sale of Nalco and Hindustan Copper, ET reported. Tata Motors has said that it will be hiking the prices of its commercial vehicles from January 1, 2022. Reliance is understood to have raised $736 million through a green loan facility to finance the firm's acquisition of Norwegian solar panel manufacturer REC Solar Holdings in what could be the first such M&A financing from an Indian firm. Interglobe Aviation has again called for an EGM in December and to amend articles in the shareholders' agreement that, among other things, says one promoter needs the approval of another before selling shares to a third party. Do also check out over two dozen stock recommendations for today's trade from top analysts on etmarkets.com. That's it for now. Stay with us for all the market news for the day. Happy investing.